being well known, making money, having more or something better. Life often seems like an endless pursuit of personal desires. There are also those who seek something fundamentally different, inner peace. Falun Dafa practitioners have discovered one can live with a calm mind and compassionate heart. The transformation in these individuals proves that humans are pure and kind in nature. Love and joy abound in their lives. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is a practice of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Many of those who practice Falun Gong enjoy it so much that they offer their free time to introduce the practice to more people. The compassion they have displayed in their thoughts and actions are heartfelt and sincere. In today's program, we would like to share their stories. How do we make our society a little more caring and less violent in today's insecure world? How do we start to trust each other again and restore pure and genuine relationships in today's complicated society? How do we attain a beautiful life? These are questions which often remain without any satisfactory answer. Mr. Li Hongzhi first introduced Falun Dafa and started teaching the practice all around China in 1992. Within 2.5 years, tens of thousands of people came to feel the preciousness of Falun Dafa. Afterwards, tens of millions of people, through word of mouth, began to learn about Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong. Mr. Li Hongzhi requires Falun Dafa practitioners to not accept any money or gifts when they teach the Falun Gong exercises. Practitioners are more than happy to introduce Falun Dafa to others because they have personally benefited physically and spiritually. They also recommend others to read Mr. Li Hongzhi's book, Zhuan Falun, and hope more will come to understand the profound meanings of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, so that their hearts, too, can be opened by the universal principles taught in Falun Dafa. Massive industrialization has contributed to the prosperity of society. However, beneath the noisy cities and skyscrapers are people in lonely solitude. Inside this noisy and isolated city, there is a serene little alley where one can hear the sound of reading. There is no school, though, in this quiet alley. The sound of reading comes from an old house. You might be surprised that this study group is comprised of mothers and grandmothers. Everyone has a copy of Zhuan Falun in hand. Look, this grandmother is thoroughly enjoying reading Zhuan Falun. This is not a continuing education program for senior citizens or housewives. These people are Falun Dafa practitioners, and they are studying Falun Dafa books together at the home of a fellow practitioner, Mr. Hong Ji Hong. Falun Dafa practitioners often study Falun Gong books together and exchange stories on personal improvement. This is known as group Fa study. Fa means law or principles, and Dafa means great law. So practitioners are studying the great law of the universe, the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. But where is the host of the house, Mr. Hong? He is probably out somewhere introducing Falun Dafa to more people. Mr. Hong has just retired this year, and he has been keeping himself busy by volunteering to introduce Falun Dafa to those interested. In fact, he has been so busy that he made over 20 keys to his house and distributed them among other Falun Dafa practitioners so that they could have a place to study the Falun Dafa books together or hold a 9-day Falun Dafa course. In a 9-day Falun Dafa course, a student will watch the Falun Dafa lecture videotapes of Mr. Li Hongzhi and learn the 5 Falun Gong exercises. To accommodate the schedules of retirees and housewives who are interested in learning Falun Dafa, Mr. Hong has started to offer 9-day Falun Dafa courses in the morning. A similar picture can be seen in Nehu District of Taipei. Mrs. Su is a housewife and a Falun Dafa practitioner. She attends the Falun Gong group practice in the park every morning, and she studies the Falun Dafa books, which is called Studying the Fa, with fellow practitioners. She graciously offers her place as a group study location so that Falun Dafa practitioners in Nehu District have a place to gather together morning or night.
Many Falun Dafa practitioners were publicly praised on the radio, TV, and newspaper for their charity work and distinguished character. It is because they practice Falun Dafa and upgrade their hearts and minds that they are able to do so.
Mr. Li Hongzhi said on many different occasions that all the principles of cultivation or self-improvement are included in his book, Juan Falun. Falun Dafa practitioners study the books and practice the Falun Gong exercises together. In fact, every Falun Dafa practitioner knows from his experience that it is easier to keep up with study and exercise practice in a group environment. Falun Dafa practitioners encourage each other to share how they have studied and improved. Like Mr. Hong and Mrs. Su, many Falun Dafa practitioners begin to contribute to Falun Dafa in their own ways. For example, Mrs. Li posts Falun Dafa 9-day course flyers on the glass doors of her store. In addition, she often flies to foreign countries to support overseas Falun Dafa activities. These overseas trips cost a lot of money, but she does not mind the expense as long as she can help more people learn the truth about Falun Dafa.
I grew up in Jinmen and moved to Taiwan over 10 years ago. At first I lived in Taipei, and then I moved to Tianmu. 2 years ago, I heard a Falun Gong from one of my customers. I became curious and went to Tianmu Park to learn Falun Gong. It was when I started to really practice Falun Dafa that I truly understood how wonderful Falun Dafa was. Every time I travel overseas to support Falun Dafa activities, the rent for my store will be wasted. But I don't mind it as long as I am in a good financial standing and I can still pay for my overseas trips to support Falun Dafa. I think that Falun Dafa gives us these precious and rare opportunities to travel overseas and share how beneficial Falun Dafa is. So I really treasure these opportunities.
Ms. Ling is a Falun Dafa practitioner in the business of food distribution in Nehu District. She posted all sorts of Falun Dafa posters on the giant glass doors. She also carries Falun Dafa books in her store in order to introduce Falun Dafa to her customers.
I decided that I must introduce this wonderful practice of Falun Dafa to my best friend. So I went to the bookstore to get a set of Falun Dafa books. However, I could not find Falun Dafa books in any bookstores I went to. That's when I decided that I should carry the books in my store. So I ended up calling the publisher of the Falun Dafa books and purchased many sets of Falun Dafa books from them. I am not selling these books for profit. I carry these books so that people can get them conveniently if they wish to buy them. I believe everyone who walks into my store or passes by my store can have the opportunity to learn about Falun Dafa. Therefore, I want them to see the Falun Dafa posters when they pass by, and I want them to see the Falun Dafa books when they come into my store. Even if they do not buy these books, I have left them with an impression that Falun Dafa is a good thing.
There are countless examples in which practitioners promote Falun Dafa in their work environments. For example, another Falun Dafa practitioner, Mrs. Lin, introduces Falun Dafa at her tea stand in the crowded market.
Since when did you move these Falun Dafa posters here?
I have always been selling tea here. I display Falun Dafa books because I want to show everyone on the street how wonderful it is now that I have started to practice Falun Dafa.
Is Falun Dafa good?
You can find out yourself by coming to our group study. You are welcome to sit and listen if you are not ready to read the books with us yet.
I feel Mrs. Lin is truly compassionate. I'm very touched by her persistence in introducing Falun Dafa at the traditional market. It is truly remarkable. There was a time when some objected to her idea of introducing Falun Dafa there. Because of that, Mrs. Lin once doubted if she had done the right thing and asked my opinion. I told her that I could feel her pure heart when she spread Falun Dafa in the market. No matter what others thought, I support your idea wholeheartedly. I told her that I would support her, and so would many other fellow practitioners. Other practitioners thought she was disrespectful to Falun Dafa when she displayed the books at the traditional market, but I disagreed. I think she is trying to introduce Falun Dafa to the world in the way she knows best. She thinks of nothing but to introduce Falun Dafa to the world. I truly admire her spirit.
Many of my customers have asked me, is your business affected because of the display of Falun Dafa books? Actually, teacher has given me an answer in the book. Teacher said, our school of practice directly targets one's mind. It does not make you actually lose anything in terms of material benefits. Instead, you are to temper your mind amidst the material benefits of everyday people. I might have some problem with my sales if I hold fast to my attachment to profit. If I don't have any attachment to profit, displaying Falun Dafa books will not affect my sales. On the contrary, it might even increase the sales.
There are countless examples in which practitioners promote Falun Dafa in their work environments. For example, another Falun Dafa practitioner, Mrs. Lin, introduces Falun Dafa at her tea stand in the crowded market.
Since when did you move these Falun Dafa posters here?
I have always been selling tea here. I display Falun Dafa books because I want to show everyone on the street how wonderful it is now that I have started to practice Falun Dafa.
Is Falun Dafa good?
You can find out yourself by coming to our group study. You are welcome to sit and listen if you are not ready to read the books with us yet.
I feel Mrs. Lin is truly compassionate. I'm very touched by her persistence in introducing Falun Dafa at the traditional market. It is truly remarkable. There was a time when some objected to her idea of introducing Falun Dafa there. Because of that, Mrs. Lin once doubted if she had done the right thing and asked my opinion. I told her that I could feel her pure heart when she spread Falun Dafa in the market. No matter what others thought, I support your idea wholeheartedly. I told her that I would support her, and so would many other fellow practitioners. Other practitioners thought she was disrespectful to Falun Dafa when she displayed the books at the traditional market, but I disagreed. I think she is trying to introduce Falun Dafa to the world in the way she knows best. She thinks of nothing but to introduce Falun Dafa to the world. I truly admire her spirit.
Many of my customers have asked me, is your business affected because of the display of Falun Dafa books? Actually, teacher has given me an answer in the book. Teacher said, our school of practice directly targets one's mind. It does not make you actually lose anything in terms of material benefits. Instead, you are to temper your mind amidst the material benefits of everyday people. I might have some problem with my sales if I hold fast to my attachment to profit. If I don't have any attachment to profit, displaying Falun Dafa books will not affect my sales. On the contrary, it might even increase the sales.
As a general rule of thumb, marketing and advertising are a necessity to good sales. It is very unlikely that one will have good sales without any marketing skills. But is this belief really true? Falun Dafa practitioners work diligently and conduct fair trade. The end result is that introducing Falun Dafa does not have any negative impact on sales at all. Actually, many Falun Dafa practitioners are more enthusiastic in introducing Falun Dafa to their customers than when showing their own merchandise. But it appears such an alternative marketing actually boosts their sales and business.
I am now practicing Falun Gong. This is a very good practice. You haven't seen me for a long time. Can you see any changes in me?
You've become younger.
Thank you. Falun Gong is a practice of both the mind and the body. We teach the exercises as volunteers and completely free of charge. Anyone who collects money is not a Falun Gong practitioner. If you're interested, would you like to take some of our materials? This one shows the 5 exercises. This is a brief introduction of Falun Dafa that includes some practitioners' experiences. These practitioners include housewives, professors, and doctors in Western and Chinese medicine. People who practice Falun Gong are from all walks of life. After learning Dafa, I no longer cared so much about money, since I learned that you will not lose if it is yours, and if it's not yours, you can't obtain it no matter how hard you try it. Actually, as far as your job is concerned, if your heart is truly righteous, your work will go well and you won't be short of anything. If you have a bill to pay, you just have to work and naturally you will be able to pay that bill. You will not be short of anything.
The teacher, Mr. Li Hangzhu, said that you will not lose it if it is yours, and you will not be able to obtain it if it is not yours. Therefore, you should not fight for it. If it is supposed to be yours, it will be yours, and if it is not supposed to be yours, it will not be yours, no matter how hard you try to make more money. Displaying Dafa books here never affect my business because I only use a little space to introduce Dafa, and I can still do my business as usual. When people come to buy something, I just get up and talk with them. Some people come for a cup of tea, and I chat with them. During the chatting, they often like to ask me about Falun Dafa. I would give those with an interest in it the practice materials so that they can learn more.
Recently, I had a thought. Some housewives began practicing recently. They have families, husbands, and children. It is difficult for them to take the 9-day lecture class in the evening. I was thinking that if they could not attend the evening class, they could come to my place to learn during the day.
The 82-year-old Dr. Stewart is a well-known physician. Since his retirement, he has been practicing medicine at home and teaching students. After learning Falun Dafa, Dr. Stewart earnestly recommends Falun Dafa to people who come to him for treatments or to learn medicine. He said that many cancer patients regained their health through practicing Falun Dafa. He, a senior physician with a background in medical science, cannot help feeling amazed by all the profound truths in Falun Dafa.
I was standing all the time at work every day. Although my health was fair, we were looking at black hair all day long, and my eyesight was poor. My eyes were only clear when I get up in the morning. By 10 o'clock in the morning, my eyes started to become bloodshot. The blood vessels covered the entire whites of my eyes. Soon after I started to practice the exercises, my eyes started to change. Now my eyes can remain crystal clear until late at night.
Before, I had to sleep for quite a long period of time to feel that I had enough rest. After practicing Falun Gong, I now feel totally different. Before, I had to go hiking or go to the gym every 2 or 3 days to feel fit. After practicing the Falun Gong exercises, I find that it's better than hiking, since both my body and mind feel very comfortable and relaxed.
I was doing business in the market despite the worst of weather. Although I gained money, a house, and cars, I lost my health. My body was a mess. I had asthma. Whenever the asthma attacked me, I couldn't even speak a word, not to mention doing business. After practicing Falun Dafa, the changes in my body and mind are so great that I want to tell everyone about it and help people learn about how precious it is.
You may not be quite convinced when the practitioners speak of the changes to their minds and bodies. Let's listen to the story of Amei Lin's relatives and friends.
Ame had a relatively hot temper before. Since learning Falun Gong 2 years ago, she has become much more peaceful and she is not as irritated in dealing with different matters. She has been checking herself against the truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance in Falun Dafa whenever there are conflicts. Before she had asthma, but she has not had an attack since practicing Falun Gong.
How may talk with other people using truth, compassion, and tolerance, and never fights with other people, whereas other people may fight and argue.
Her health was poor before. She even passed out once during an attack, and I had to perform CPR on her. Since practicing Falun Gong, her health is good and she is happy. How she changed makes us also want to come and learn Falun Gong.
She's very sincere. She earnestly encourages people to read Zhuan Falun.
I see that she's smiling every day. Falun Gong must be really good for her health.
She is a very hard worker, and she is quite willing to share her thoughts and ideas with others. Seeing her make so much progress, we were encouraged to be better people.
She deals with many people when selling tea, and many people pass by as well. She takes the opportunity to show them these Falun Dafa books and pictures, and sometimes videotapes. Here many people came to practice the exercises because of her helpfulness.
Falun Gong is great.
People like retiree Mr. Hong, housewife Mrs. Su, Dr. Shu, food supplier Mrs. Lim, hairstylist Ms. Shao, and tea merchant Ms. Lin are all ordinary citizens who do not have particularly notable lives or lifestyles. However, through practicing Falun Dafa, they have gained inner peace, happiness, and health. They feel that the greatest treasure is being a Falun Dafa practitioner. In order to allow more people to know about Falun Dafa, practitioners spread the fact that Falun Gong is great. However, every practitioner's sincere wish is to let more people know and learn the powerful teachings of Falun Dafa. A wish requires action. Although it is already dark, the practitioners in the Tianmu area are ready to spend their spare time going to Tianmu Park to study Falun Gong and practice the exercises outdoors. Of course, they never forget to introduce Falun Dafa to the people around them and voluntarily teach the exercises to passers-by. What are you doing with your time? How will you choose to live? Will the harmony and beauty coming from these Falun Dafa practitioners make you think that this is a wonderful evening? You can feel the warmth and experience the sincerity among these people. If you long to experience the treasures of greater peace, happiness, health, as found by these Falun Dafa practitioners, please contact Falun Dafa practitioners in your area. What do you have to lose? Take a few moments to learn more about it today. On the internet, please go to www.falundafa.org. That's www.falundafa.org.
The name of this painting is Picking Lotus Seeds. The song playing is called Plum Blossom Poem. The Plum Blossom Poem is a highly respected poem from ancient China that is said to contain prophecies of the future. The song here is played with an instrument called the arhu, which is similar to a violin, but when played, the performer sits down and holds the arhu upright on their lap. To enjoy more art and music by practitioners of Falun Gong, please go to www.fluentsite.org.